Hey, 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 and Happy New Year! Woo! Yeah, 2022! Welcome to episode 66 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. That's How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first topic per usual, not topic, our very first segment per usual is Hot Topics. So this is where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
But before we get into that, I just want to say, because I actually don't know what happened at the end of last year. we just kind of disappeared. We never said see you next year. I don't know if we said Merry Christmas. Things happened. We got sick, busy, everything just happened. So just want to let you know we're still here.
We didn't disband.
I don't know. The end of last year just went, I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to address that because it was a bit random. We just disappeared for like 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know. Well, for like 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks?
I think sort of.
Anyway,
we're here.
Back to the hot topic. So let's first address the day 6 J news. So on the 31st of December 2021, day 6 member J announced on Twitter that he will be taking a hiatus from day 6 group activities. Later the same day, JYP Entertainment shared a contradicting announcement on day 6's official Twitter account, claiming that J's contract with the agency has been terminated as of the 31st of December and that he will no longer be part of day 6. J has now addressed the situation on his latest Twitch stream, which was live on the 1st of January, Korea time, and he said, "It's going to take a little bit of time for the boys to come back and be ready full circle because they're on military duty, right? So once everyone's back, we'll probably sit down, have another discussion because we already talked about it. I think we're good. You're just going to have to trust me, or don't trust me, trust the boys. That's all there is. So there will be group activities as a whole. In my mind right now, I say yes. I would be very surprised if they came a reality in the future where we did not participate again as day 6. I don't know about the name or how that situation is going to go, but the 5 of us will most likely be on stage again." So that's what Jay said on Twitch. It's giving me GOT7, we're going to bounce JYP vibes. That's what I'm getting from it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised at this news because of, you know, certain situations that Jay and JYP were bumping heads from before anyway, so it's a shame. But
yeah, I'm not shocked, especially I know after, I doubt it had anything to do with it, but after their latest group that debuted and people are like, oh, they're kind of giving what day 6 should have had the opportunity to give.
Like a new one that hasn't debuted yet?
Yeah, no, so it's JYP's latest group and they have, I think they have their own color. I haven't listened to what they've put out yet, but it's a similar like kind of boy band as people that play instruments, and it's a similar vibe to day 6. But I doubt that had anything to do with this situation, but it is giving sort of what happened with GOT7 and that sort of thing.
Okay. I don't know who that group is, but sure.
Yes. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. We love it here. Anyway, moving on to J Park. So Jay Park has announced that he will be stepping down from his position as CEO of both AOMG and Higher Music. So also on the 31st of December, Jay Park posted on his Instagram, "After a lot of thought and time taking to organise my emotions, I've decided to step down as the CEO of AOMG and Higher Music. I know this may be shocking to a lot of people, but I will remain as an advisor for both labels and will continue to be a family and a crew. I want to thank all the fans that have trusted in me and supported me in all my endeavours, and I hope you guys continue to support AOMG, High Music and I, and all the things we do for many years to come. As for the artists and employees at AOMG and High Music, I want to sincerely thank you guys for entrusting your futures at these two labels that I founded and it's really an honour to build together and continue to make history side by side. I don't take it for granted for 1 second, and it will always be near and dear to my heart. I'm not perfect, but I've always tried my best, and I will continue to try my best. I love you all. Thank you, and Happy New Year. So that's from Jay Park.
Yeah, I think it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad that he's decided to do that, to sort of back off and like he can go live his life a bit.
But that doesn't mean he's living his life. He's not saying. True. I feel like people get excited. People are reading this like, oh, he's not going to do music anymore. That's not what's being said.
No, I doubt he won't do music anymore. But
he says he's not going to. To be honest, I don't think he's a bad CEO. Well, I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs what he does, but like. Putting all his problematic things aside, I personally don't feel like he's a bad CEO. Like, things get done, things are run, people get promoted. Right? I don't think what he's done behind the scenes is a bad thing. Sometimes when he comes to the forefront and he tweets or he decides to do music and he's wearing braids for some reason, and it's just like, oh, Jay, I want to like you, but you're making it really hard.
You're making it hard. I get what you mean. And like, I think given how long AOMG at least has lasted, like he can't be terrible at business. So it might be for numerous reasons that this decision has happened. And like you said, it doesn't mean that he's not going to be involved in anything.
Yeah, because he'd still be an advisor. So
yeah,
he'll still have say-so, just he won't be CEO. So to be honest, that probably won't mean anything to us in the public.
Probably not.
So... And last but not least, I called this night night, go to bed. So, Shay. So it's a new year, you might want to get some new pajamas. How much are you spending on a good quality pajama set?
Oh, I'm probably the worst person to ask.
Go on.
One, I barely shop. I really don't shop that often.
Okay, Shay, you're taking this too literal. Just pretend. You need a pair of pajamas. A really good set. How much would you pay for it?
I don't know, like maybe like £70 max.
Okay. This is made of silks and satins. Cool. All right. So basically, on the 2nd of January, HYBE revealed a new merchandise collection for BTS. And BTS Jin has made 2 sets of pajamas and a pillowcase. I don't know if it's a pillow or a pillowcase. Shortly after that reveal, however, the new merch collection is being criticized for its $110 price tag for 1 pair of pajamas, not including shipping. Okay?
Shipping. Okay.
So many fans are saying the collection is overpriced, even though Jin has designed it. It's the similar pajamas are normally ranged around $10 to $20 in the market. But as I said, like, it does depend on the material in my eyes, because if you want to be really bougie, you can spend a lot of money on pajamas. Anyway, exactly. Jin responded on Weverse and said, I asked them to use quality material for the PJs, but what is that price tag? I'm surprised. So... So Jin is with you, Jin don't know, but I don't know what these pajamas are made of. I don't know. I don't spend that much on something that I'm going to sleep in. That's me personally. But I do understand, for example, you know, if these are like silk pajamas, satin pajamas maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because they're not, Jin didn't specify what material it's made of. But yeah, that's a lot.
Like, if the quality justified it, or if they tied it to some sort of initiative, or some of the proceeds were going somewhere, that would maybe justify it. But if it's just regular pajamas.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture somewhere. Let me see if I can get it up and I'll send it to you.
Because I've seen them. I think there's like 2 different colors they come in, because like Jin's been wearing night, them right? for a while. Something like that. Like, okay, I get it, it's Jin, but still.
I get it, but it's not giving me $110. It's not, I don't know, from what I've seen anyway, like, it's not giving me, what is $110 in pounds? Let's see.
Probably 99. Like, I don't think there's that big a difference.
I don't think it's that big of a difference either. In pounds. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't spend that. It's like, okay, so it's like £81.
£81.
Which is what you said, but like when you said that, I was still picturing like silk.
Yeah, I mean like top quality.
Because this is, I'm not saying it's cotton, I don't know, but like it's giving me, I don't know.
It looks like regular pajama type material.
Yeah, it's like regular. But, you know, rich people will buy it. People that have money. But anyway, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. Oh, damn. That hurt. I can't sing anymore. So if there's anything you want to comment on or want us to talk about, make sure you hit us up on social or you can send us a DM. Wow, can't speak. Anyway, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, etc. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form on kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Yes, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is you stan the group, not the fandom, but it's a valid reason to stop stanning the group because of the fandom.
I agree.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I hate when people feel the opposite, because especially within K-pop anyway, mm-hmm. The fandom and fandom activities is a very big part of...
It plays a huge part.
...of the group, right? And sometimes certain fans, they can be very overwhelming, and it's just like, it just puts you off. It's like, you know, if I want to hang out with Shay, but I can't stand one of Shay's closest friends, then it's going to put a strain on me and Shay's relationship. It's not necessarily anything that Shay's done, but just being around it's annoying.
Yeah, no, and that makes complete sense. I think it's a different scenario if someone goes from being like, I don't know, just as an example, EXO makes amazing music, and then they start to not like the fandom, and then they're like, EXO makes terrible music. It shouldn't change your opinion on the content, but the environment can make you feel like, oh, I don't really want to be in this environment anymore, and that makes sense.
Because a lot of people may say, if we take like EXO for example, they may say, oh, I'm not a EXO fan, but I love the music. Like, they're still a fan, but they just don't want to be associated with the fandom. So, you know, there's that as well.
Yeah, that makes complete sense to me. But you guys can let us know what you think. Our next unpopular opinion is K-pop artists should not be allowed to debut under 18. In my opinion, it made me feel so uncomfortable when I saw people thirst over Nicki when he was only 15.
Who's Nicki?
Nicki from Inhyphen.
Oh, one of them brothers. Do you know what? I feel like, before we talk about this opinion, I feel like this year, and, you know, I'll say it for On the Radar. I'll come back to it. Back to this opinion, I kind of agree. I feel like it's a lot. I know that it's been done before and it's been done well, but like, I feel like it can't be psychologically good for developing brains. Because your brain isn't fully developed until you're like 25 or something like that.
It just seems crazy to me. Like, even when I think back to being 18, like, you're still a kid. Like, I still feel like a kid now. But at least you're like a legal adult and your brain's a bit more developed and you can cope with things a bit differently. And it's still terrible, but if people are making like thirst traps about you or this or that, it might still make you uncomfortable, and that's a completely valid feeling, but you're also an adult, so maybe you can vocalize that as a maybe 15-year-old. You might not know how to feel about these things or how to vocalize that they make you uncomfortable or this, that, and the other.
I just feel as well, like, just taking the job aspect of it, like having a job under 18, and especially being a K-pop artist, it's, I think people forget how labor intensive it is. And exactly. I feel like if it was like any other job, like you wouldn't make no 15-year-old work in a supermarket that hard or work in a store that hard. Like they're still like, of course, there's still like child labor laws or whatever, within the business as well, of course. But still, like the intensity of everything is still a lot. So yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it makes. I think it's just makes things a lot easier if you know that everyone's an adult, because then you have like people making thirst traps about minors and then people thirsting about them in the comments. And then other people are like, oh, but this person's a kid. And it is, it's just very icky. So yeah, we agree. And then on to our last unpopular opinion. This person said, I've been watching Singles Inferno lately, and I can appreciate and understand that different cultures have different things that are normal and different preferences, but I found it really creepy when guys kept talking about liking girls with pale skin. Yes.
Okay, I just want to say I've only watched one episode.
Okay.
So I've seen passing comments already, but I'm not like up to date or anything. So, but I with the pale skin thing, it does jar me a bit. It just make me go. But then there's another part of me, and maybe it's a cop out. That's just like that's Korea, innit?
I get it, and I think it's a thing and a nuance that's happened in many different cultures, because having paler or lighter skin used to signify that you wasn't a labor worker and that you got to spend time indoors. I think that's happened in many different cultures and backgrounds in terms of it being a class thing. But I think it's the associations and the comments that come after it, where it's like, oh, she has pale skin, so she looks really innocent and friendly. And that means people with darker skin, like she's a bit more aggressive, or like it's the other underlining comments that come with it. And I'm like, all right, that seems a little bit fueled. So that makes me feel more uncomfortable. And I think now, especially, and it must be hard, but with K-pop and K-dramas and all of this K-entertainment being blasted out to a global audience, you know you're not just accessing your own domestic audience. It's an international thing now. And sort of being aware of different topics and the way the world feels about certain things. I don't know. It just makes me feel icky, but obviously there are nuances that we're going to have to appreciate that are culture-specific, or things that are normal in Korea that aren't normal in the rest of the world, perhaps. So
yeah. I get that. I understand that. And maybe, as I said, I haven't seen a lot. Of course, I've heard like passing comments or whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying that it makes it right. I guess I'm kind of numb to it.
Yeah.
And I, again, like, this is coming from someone that's blackity black black. I'm nowhere near pale. So I love my skin and all of that, but yeah, because I don't know. Yeah, it's just I feel a bit indifferent about it, but I understand where people are coming from
as well. Like, I'm not personally like super offended when it happened. How other people can feel, because I think it's comments like, "Ah, like this one has pale skin and like it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh, like her skin is so white and so pure." No,
they have no control over that.
One, like, people don't have a ton of control over like how their skin presents. Two, I love the way they'll be like, her skin is so white and pale, and she looks so pure and kind and sweet. Like, how did you get all of that information from her skin tone?
Yeah, that's
interesting. But those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. Do let us know what you thought on these. If you have any opinions that you want to share on these opinions, or anything that you want to extend on, you guys love to chat on TikTok, so make sure to do that. We also have a dilemma for today. So someone wrote in And he said, I'm a father of two K-pop stans. My daughters absolutely love K-pop and K-dramas. And I really
My condolences.
We're so sorry. And he said, I really want to get involved more and grow my understanding of the K world. Any advice?
Me too. My advice is you're already doing the right thing by listening to How You About You.
Exactly.
The best podcast in the world. That's not a biased opinion, it's just facts. I think the easiest way is I'm guessing you're quite close to your daughters. I'm just gonna assume. So, you know, if they're playing music or if you, like, if you're taking them somewhere, like if you drive, I'm assuming you drive, like if you're taking them somewhere and you're like, oh, here's the aux cord, like put something on and create a conversation that way. Or if they're watching something, then, you know, join in that way. Because I feel like it's easier to get into something when, you know, people around in a close proximity are in it instead of like researching things by yourself because they're already in it. So it's like a gateway to get into it. Also, you know, because you listen to How You Watch You, go back and listen to it with different on the radars or different things that will come up that we've spoken about in the past, whether that's like dramas or songs or whatever, that could be quite useful as well.
Yeah, and I think don't assume what your daughters are into. Ask them because even though like K-pop is its own niche, there are so many sub niches within it.
Yes.
So don't assume that they're just BTS fans or that they're just Blackpink fans because they might be into more R&B or more hip hop, and there are so many other things that come under the umbrella as, and what types of K-dramas that they like to watch. Do they like web dramas or do they like comedy dramas or like really serious ones? And also see if you can find things that you like within it as well, because I think it's nice to make it fun for you. So if you're someone that really enjoys consuming sci-fi content, try and find some sci-fi K-dramas and get them to watch it with you. So it can be really fun, I think.
Yeah, so just basically, and that's the same with music as well, find what the Korean equivalent is. If you want to get into it that way as well.
Yeah. And try food. Food is a great way to connect people and have fun.
So yeah, food.
Do that too. Yes, but that was the end of that. Now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
I want to do this On the Radar slightly different, but you can still say what's on your radar as well.
Okay.
But I kind of like, what do you expect from this year? What do you hope for this year? Like, is there anything that you want to... do you listen to more of a particular group, or are you excited for XYZ to come back? That kind of vibe. Because if I just go first, I'll give you time to think because I just sprung it on you. But I just feel like 2022 is about discovery. It's about discovering things because I feel like I'm in this space, but I know nothing and I know nobody. Like, I feel like my grandma age is setting in and it's very scary because I'm young. So even, you know, when this sparked when we were talking about the popular opinion about Nicki, and I'm like, who's Nicki? Like, I don't
know. Minaj?
Like, who that? I don't know any members from ENHYPEN. I probably could hum a song, maybe, but I wouldn't know what the song's called. So I just feel like I just need to go into the archives and just like discover these groups. I don't know if this is gonna turn into like a YouTube thing where you guys watch me along this messy journey, or it's just gonna be me just discovering things by myself. But I just feel like I feel like I don't know anything. Like, I just feel like I'm clawing on, but I don't know anything. Like, so help me out, guys. Help me out. Like, you know, I just want to rediscover. That's what I want to do this year. But like on my radar, I had Girls on Top or GOT or whatever they go by. So basically, SM Entertainment has this, like, this is the first unit. So the Girls on Got the Beat is the first unit in SM Entertainment Project Girl Group, where female artists join forces in different subunits. So it's very similar to Super M in that they're artists from different groups and they come together in a project group, but unlike Super M, there will be a rotation. So kind of like NCT, there'll be like a rotation. So at the current moment, if you guys are not aware, the current lineup consists of Queen Boa, come on.
Yes.
Girls' Generations, Hyoyeon, Taeyeon, also Red Velvet's Seulgi and Wendy, and Aespa's Karina and Winter. So I haven't actually seen their performance. I think it's a performance video. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't seen it or heard anything. So I need to go and look at that. But yeah, that's what's on my radar. So yeah, Shay, over to you. That was a lot that I just said. But basically, stuff that you're looking forward to or want to listen more of in this year, and then what's on your radar?
Oh, I think I'm similar to you. Like, I want to know what's going on, but also don't expect it of me. Like, can we normalize that I don't know what's happening and just go with that? I think we'll be on that train of figuring things out together, because I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, 2022 onwards, like, we're in fifth gen K-pop now. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I still feel like I'm stuck in
second gen. not even
second gen, because, like, I feel like, I feel like fourth gen is when I lose my confidence. I think third gen, like, the GOT7s and that kind of era, EXO's, and so after that bunch, that's when my knowledge gets
blurry.
It gets a bit blurry, and I'm like, what's who? Like, I know ITZY, I know Aespa, I know groups, like, but I don't know them.
Because I feel like we were in, like, the golden, like, magical, whimsical age of K-pop. Like, when things were just K-popping in a different way in, like, 2015, 2016, that's where I'm stuck. Like, I'm still there. Like, I'm still there. But we'll catch up. We're fifth gen now. Love that.
It's too much.
Yeah, so I think we'll have to figure it out together. Otherwise, we'll just be lost when people send in.
Do you know what? I'm just gonna start a series on my channel. I don't know when it's gonna happen because I need to create content anyway.
Yeah, so just figure it out.
You guys can help me if you guys are bothered to check out my channel, my dying channel.
Don't say that. But yeah, we'll all have to catch up together, because I think this is actually way more popular than we think it is. I know so many people that are like, what's even going on anymore? Like, what's happening? But so there's that. So if I don't know, just leave me alone. But if I make an effort to know, that's lovely. And on my radar is Singles Inferno.
I need to watch that. Should I start reacting to that? I don't know.
You could. I think it would make for good content, especially like the last few episodes.
There's how many? Like 6 episodes, right?
At the moment, I think.
I need to hurry up. Oh my God.
I think it finishes this weekend, actually.
Should I just wait for it to finish and then do it?
And then go through the whole thing. I think that makes sense, because then you would have like an umbrellaing opinion and you can break it down. Gia, love her.
I love Gia.
Love her so much. Why is she me? I relate to her so much.
Like, do you know what reminds me of you? Because remember, I've only seen like the first episode, right?
Uh-huh.
It's when she's like, oh, I don't like anyone.
Mood.
I was like, that's Shay.
And then like, oh, no, I'm just like, I love this girl, because she, even as like the episodes go on, and it's not a spoiler, but she's just so unproblematic. Not that anyone else in particular is problematic, but she's just there and things are happening to her. Yeah. And she's just chilling with like her Chanel bag in the corner. She's just here for the holiday. And then she'll go home when it's done. Like, she doesn't mind if she finds love or something good happens.
But she's not forcing it.
But she's just vibing. And I love that. I love that so much. There are two guys in it, and one of them really likes Gia, and one of them likes some other girl. And it was turning into an episode of You. Like, one of them just kept...
Not you!
When I tell you, I don't know, maybe it's the way they edited it, but one of the guys really liked Gia, and he just kept following her.
Oh.
And I was like, if she doesn't get a restraining order, I will. But, yeah, I say watch it. Is it the best program on the planet? No, but I think it's a really nice segue into these Korean reality romance TV shows. It kind of is a mix between, I would probably say it's a mix between like Terrace House and Love Island. So like they're on a deserted island. They spend a decent amount of time in bikinis, but it's a bit more tasteful. So,
yeah. Yeah, I might look into that. We'll see. We'll see if we make content or if my page will remain empty. You know, it's sort of a surprise. But yeah, guys, that is it. Thank you so much for listening to How You Batch You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas, or even requests to hallyut@gmail.com. Leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyuatyou. Or you can send them to us on socials. Most of our socials are just hallyuatyou.
Yeah, so I've been Shanice from Kpopbox. You can hit me up on... I don't really go on Instagram anymore, but maybe I should come back to Instagram. Sorry, that was like internal one next time. Instagram, TikTok. Again, I might make a YouTube comeback. We'll see. But we're trying. So that's kpopbox_ for Instagram and TikTok. And I think on YouTube it's like kpopbox1. But I should come up if you just type kpopbox one word in the search bar.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the Kway. You can follow me on TikTok at the Kway _, Instagram at the Kway _100, and on YouTube at the Kway.
Yay! And until next time, which won't be in 2 weeks, hopefully.
Don't jinx it.
We will
holla at you.
Bye.
Bye.